Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, where we hook up with Drew. Finally last night, Bob, Pelicans pull a W out. Hold on a second. We got in touch with Drew.
But who did they beat? Come on. We got to talk about that later.
Yeah, we can talk about it a
little
bit.
You should beat the Hornets. Come on.
Yeah. But, man, it was a taffy pull at the end. It's our exclusive here on WWL, the Big 870, our quarterback-to-quarterback segment with Drew Brees along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
No problem, guys. How you doing?
All right, Drew, look, first, the big news reported today. Hall of Famer Drew Brees is joining Fox Sports to become a full-time NFL game analyst. Fox NFL Sunday's Big Three game analysts are now, boy, that's the three musketeers, the best of the best, Tom Brady, Greg Olsen, and Drew Brees. You had to be excited, Drew, to have that opportunity.
Yeah, I do, absolutely. You know, it's been something I've been thinking about for a long time, just waiting for the right opportunity. You know, I've got great relationship with a lot of the networks, had conversations over the years, but really like Brad Zager and everybody at Fox. Had the chance to do some things with them this year specifically. Just really like the culture there. Really like the fit. Great opportunity. I'll be in the booth with Adam Amin, who I think is a young up and comer on the play-by-play side of things. So really, really excited about the opportunity with Fox.
You know, Drew, every Sunday after the game, you know, I do this. I host a post-game show. Boy, it was a whole lot easier doing that show when you were playing. And, you know, I have to talk to Saints fans who are upset. They're angry. They're depressed. And, you know, I said, man, I maybe should have graduated in psychology or to be a counselor, but now I need some counseling. I mean, Drew, is the glass half empty or half full? Right now, I'm kind of on half empty, maybe almost empty. Encourage me, because, man, I'm like, I'm too old to deal with this.
Look, man, it's always frustrating, and I feel like it's become a little more interesting around these trade deadlines, where you look at the trades and you ask yourself, you know, what are we trying to accomplish, you know? Is it more the idea of, hey, it's rebuild, let's get draft picks and let's think about how we want to build this for the future? Is it, hey, we're trying to win now, and so we're either trading for people to do that, or, you know, we're getting rid of people to do that? But I don't know. It's tough when you lose. I mean, look, you know, the first one that popped up on my feed yesterday was Shahid. Look, I'm one of his biggest fans. You know, I think he's one of the more explosive players in the league, and given the right opportunities, I think he can really shine. So it's unfortunate that he's gone. You know, Trevor Penning was the other one, you know, that we traded.
He could go. We didn't care about him.
Yeah,
going.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going through the list here.
Right.
But again, you know, I think for Saints fans, look, they deserve a winner, and it's amazing what that does just waking up on Monday morning, you know, after a big Saints victory, and just the way you approach your work week, and you got a little extra pep in your step. And unfortunately, those have been hard to come by so far this year.
You know, Drew, I guess when it rains, it pours. And right now, the Saints are experiencing the franchise's worst start in over 40 years. I mean, think how old you are. And then when I think about that, I mean, I was in college then, but Can you recollect or remember, like, my understanding, I think your worst record-wise, worst season record-wise, was it a Chargers team maybe y'all won, were like 4-12, but then the next year's team y'all were 12-4. Is that correct? And if that is correct, what I'm looking at, what was the attitude and the messaging to guide, like, your teammates and everyone to be pulling in the same direction through those dark times?
Yeah, I mean, look, you go through rough patches. You know, I mean, look, I can remember a patch like that back in 2007, if you recall. You know, 2006, we have that storybook year, go to the NFC Championship. You come back in 2007 with high expectations. I think we lost our first four in a row. You know, so we started off 0-4. But then next thing you know, we get a big win and we're 5-5. You know, we rattle off, I think, 5 of 6.
Yeah.
And we end up 5-5 and kind of pull ourselves back into striking distance where we then have a shot at, you know, making the playoffs. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you're going to have those lulls for whatever reason. You know, maybe it's just you're still trying to establish your identity. Maybe you've had some injuries and you're just trying to figure out where everybody fills in and kind of where they fit. But, you know, I think the great teams have the ability to kind of reset, refocus, reestablish their identity and get back on track.
You know, Drew, you had the Houdat Nation spalled with the high-powered offenses. But right now, the offense just stinks. I mean, what it is, and what I mean, you got to score points. You know, like you always look at scoring offense, scoring defense. And in two games, we have a total of 13 points. Right now, we're averaging like 15 points a game. How do you evaluate the problem? Because it seems at times we move the ball, but the red zone, it's like, okay, at least we can get a field goal if we don't turn it over. But you think, can it be fixed on the back end of the season, or is that just going to be a process that we might be dealing with only scoring in the teens as far as an offense?
Well, here's the thing. You know, you start the season with Spencer Rattler, who I think has a ton of ability, and I think has the ability to play for a long time at a high level in this league. You know, unfortunately, we were close in a lot of games. We just weren't able to find ways to win. Look, for various reasons, right? But we're one or two plays away in a lot of those games. You know, then the moves made to go to Tyler Shuck, which, hey, now you're kind of starting over. You know, I think we have to remember, here's a guy who, yes, he's got a lot of college experience, but at the same time, then it's going to take a little while for him to adapt to the NFL and to his teammates and the system and all those other things. So, in a way, it's like you're starting over again, you know, and so you got to build this thing back up there. I think what's important for people to recognize is that, you know, defensively, those guys suffer a lot when the offense isn't producing, you know. What that does for their confidence, what it does for, you know, time of possession, what it does for momentum, you know, all those things play a huge factor. You know, and I think I was always really conscious of that offensively was, you know, look, we kind of had our lulls, or, you know, you had your times where maybe you weren't as productive as you wanted to be offensively, but very quickly I would think to myself, how can I help our defense, right? Like we have to stay on the field.
Possess the ball.
We got to go down and get points because it just gives them a little more momentum, right? Like the greatest thing we could do for our pass rushers was to get a little bit of a lead or get into moments where they could pin their ears back and go get the opposing quarterback. You know, like you have to recognize what a role that plays. And when we say complementary football, that's what I mean.
You know, Drew, so I don't know, when you look, I was going to ask you, what's your, you know, you kind of explained it, evaluation of Shuck's first start, but I thought he's behind the eight ball. His first start, if we play in the Rams, man, I think the Rams were playing around with us. I mean, when you look at, I don't know if I've ever seen, so many negative stats like this. We had 10 first downs the whole game. I can remember you'd get 10 first downs in a quarter. I remember against the Cowgirls, I think we had like 42 one game y'all had. Then I look at time possession, 16 minutes. I mean, it was just, I never saw this negative a stat. But I look at the Rams maybe representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. They'll have a great chance to maybe represent the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, to me, it's not a fair. How can Bobby say, what do you think of Shuck? I said, let me see him continue to play. I don't think it was fair. It is the NFL. I think he has to have a good showing against Carolina coming up. We play at Carolina. And then they're very opportunistic. Drew, what have you seen of Carolina? They're like 5-4 right now. And then you have a young guy, and Bryce Young. To me, I never forget this picture. I seen Bryce Young going to training camp. He had a backpack. The backpack looked too big for him. It looked like he was going to show up in ninth, like a freshman in high school. I go, that's the quarterback for Carolina? No, Drew, you look like a giant of a man. Bryce looked little there. So what do you think our chance? I don't know, Carolina, even though they 5-4, division game. I mean, so what do you think come this Sunday?
This is a game we got to win. Look, I think they're playing pretty well. They've got a little momentum. They've probably lacked some consistency, but at the same time, they're probably a team who feels like they're trending up. And they're a divisional opponent, you know? And so I always feel like these games mean a little bit more, you know? And what a great, you know, maybe coming out party for Tyler Shuck and the team, you know, after the trade deadline where it's like, all right, you know, just like wipe the slate clean. You got to kind of find those moments where you just feel like, all right, man, we're starting fresh. And I think this is one of those times where you say, hey, we're starting fresh. We'll get off on the right foot. Go get a divisional win. This would mean a lot for the team, the organization, and the fan base right now.
Yeah, Drew, I was just going to ask you, because right now the frustration with the fan base, and, you know, you want them to care. Oh, I can't wait to watch the Saints playing on Sunday, and not them go, not like they're living out in, you know, California and L.A., and I don't know, I'm going to go to the beach today, I'm going to do something else, where it means that much that you want to be in that number and watch the team. But when the frustration, where it's at right now, how can, you know, like the ownership rebuild, like the fan base, the Houdat Nation's energy and the trust? Because right now, they're like, Bobby, we're getting all these assets now, your trades, and you get the draft picks. We still got to pick the right players. And you've been part of teams where we've had great drafts and young guys contributing at a high level. But, you know, they bring up to me, Bobby, who's picking Marcus Davenport, Peyton Turner, and Trevor Penning? You know, and those picks have to work out. So how can the ownership rebuild that trust? Because right now they're not trusting what they're doing as far as putting the team in the position to win.
Yeah, look, I know it hasn't always worked out, but I feel like historically, especially when I look at, you know, the latter part of my career, I thought we did an outstanding job of drafting core players, really in all rounds. Like, we were finding them everywhere. We were doing a great job in the first round, which is the round where you really feel like you got to hit players that can be 8 to 10 year starters for you. But especially with the undrafted free agents, you know, the guys like the Shaheeds, you know, and the Lance Moores and the Pierre Thomases and, you know, those type of guys. And then I always felt like we did a great job with O linemen just in the mid late rounds, you know, the Jari Evans and Bushrods and others.
But yep.
You know, obviously you got to get back to that. And then, look, so much of it is quarterback play, right? And also, guys making plays for you. You know, guys got to make plays for you at the receiver position, at the tight end position. And again, just what that does for everybody's confidence and just the momentum of the team. It's huge.
Now, Drew, before we let you run, when's your first assignment with Fox? Is it like it would seem like it wouldn't be this Sunday, but when is your first assignment?
Next week.
Okay, next week.
Next
okay.
week. So it'll be Sunday, November 16th, somewhere probably in the north-northeast. Obviously, Fox gets a lot of NFC. So a lot of NFC North, NFC East. Is what it seems like, but man, I hope I get the Saints along the way here this year.
And Drew, if you get a Saints game, have you talked to Vilma? Because Vilma's had a few of those, you know.
He gets Saints games all the time. I think he's like the NFC South representative, you know, with all these games.
Drew, Drew, thanks so much for joining us again. Congratulations on the new role with Fox Sports, and we'll certainly be all tuned in to watch you, brother.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right,
all righty. That was exclusive here on WWL, our quarterback-to-quarterback segment with Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Drew Brees. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one of sports talk right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.